Welcome to the Practice Impossible podcast, where your host, Jude Pierre, MD, also known as Coach JPMD, discusses medical practice topics that will guide you through the maze that is the business of medicine and teach you how to increase profits and help populations live long. Your mission, should you choose to accept, is to listen and be transformed. Now, here's your host, Coach JPMD.
So I haven't done that in a while. Welcome to the Practice Impossible podcast with your host, Coach JPMD. That's me. So this episode is a solo episode, no guests this time. Those that are close to me know that I've been going through some trials over the past couple of weeks and months. My father passed away February 6th, 2024. And it's been a trying for 3 or 4 months as he had some ailing health issues, and he passed away February 6th, and we had the services a couple weeks later. And so I've been kind of out of sorts, and my wife has been asking me, you know, how am I grieving? How am I doing? And I think, you know, she hasn't seen me, or I haven't really broken down much. But I have to say that I feel, though, that I've been kind of foggy and haven't been up to speed, kind of slowish, sluggish at the office. Haven't been releasing episodes, although we have some episodes coming. I just have to process them. But I wanted to take some time to kind of reflect on my dad and honor him, honor his legacy. And with four things that I saw in him regularly, and I think that those things have transferred to me. There's four things I always saw him doing. And the first thing was working hard. He's a hard worker, always looking to improve things, always looking for a new venture, a new business. And I kind of have that in me as well. That's from starting a business in Haiti, or not starting, but managing a factory in Haiti, to starting his own factory in Haiti as well. It was something that I saw him do all my life. And I think that's definitely passed down to me and now passed down to my daughter, who has a business as well, which is really cool. My daughters, because it's two of their businesses. The second thing was helping people. He loved helping people, from having a travel agency and helping people travel or come to the United States in the 50s and 60s to having a factory where he not only helped employ several dozen people, but also helped their families send their kids to school. So those are things that I always saw, including helping family members who needed help living with us at times. So I saw that a lot. The third thing I saw, and I really respected and admired it, was his future, his planning for the future. He knew that he didn't want us staying in country as we grew up in Haiti, and knew that we were going to come back to the States. So he kind of set us up for that in terms of what school we went to and how we got into college in the States. So he was always planning, always looking to plan his next day in his journals the day before. So I did see that a lot. And I see that in me. And the last thing I wanted to say is that he had a strong faith. And before he passed away, my stepmom told me that he had the song, Nom écrit l'implame bon Dieu. My name is written on God's palm, the palm of God's hand, and he knows everything that we need and want. And he was just a faithful man. He read the Bible and prayed regularly. And I know that that helped in his longevity because he had strong faith. And that's science. Science has proven that those who have strong faith live longer. Whoever has spirituality, they live longer. And we see that. And I definitely honor and will always remember those things that he's done for us. And I hope that this episode has helped you in some way in sharing my story. Know that if you're going through some tough times, it's important to find someone that you can lean on and talk to and surround yourself with. If you have a hobby, lean into that hobby. I like podcasting. I'm starting to like it even more. So this is how I can share my story and how I can hopefully help you live powerfully and practice impossible. Take care and see you soon.